make a doorbell or, you know, use wind power to turn on a light for this new set, they get all of the pieces they need to create a working radio. And I think it's just a super, super creative use of the Snap Circuit brand. It's a really fun and engaging STEM activity because they get this really tangible, easy to use product. And even though it's on our STEM 10 list, it's also really budget friendly. It's $19.99.
Are they hiring? Just asking for a friend. Sorry. It's interesting to see things like Furby on there and Elmo still on there and Barbie, obviously, because of the current marketing with the movie. But what's had the staying power of all the toys?
That's a great question. I think there is kind of a dual answer to the ones that you brought up, because there is some staying power in brands like Sesame Street. And one of the toys on our Hot 20 list is the Sesame Street Elmo slide. And he is a very, very interactive version of Elmo who does a whole dance and kids can dance along. And it's super cute. And Sesame Street's never really gone away. That's kind of one of those perennial brands that parents grew up with and keep passing down to their kids. And that just has that sticking power because it is known as such a trusted brand in entertainment, and that trickles into the toy aisle. But then you also mentioned Furby, and Furby, and as long with Fingerlings, those are two brands that were very, very popular holiday hits not that long ago. Furby was, you know, quite the talk of the 90s, and now Furby has been relaunched for its anniversary with some new features, including an off button, which is the one I always advertise because that's everyone's thing, is that the Furby would never turn off.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Which I think all the parents out there will appreciate. And then Fingerlings, which I don't know if you are familiar with those, but just about 10 years ago, they were incredibly popular and even up into as recently as 5 years ago. And they are animals that are interactive and they go on kids' fingers. That's where the name comes from. They kind of hug the finger and then kids can tap on their heads and speak to them and get them to do different, you know, reactions and sounds. It's a very simple premise, but they're adorable and was a really unexpected takeoff. And similarly, it's been relaunched with some new features that kind of improve the play experience. So we're kind of looking at this as almost like micro nostalgia, because for the past while now, we've been seeing such a trend of nostalgic toys. I think just nostalgia across all pop culture and consumer products, everyone's kind of excited and ready to revisit the past and the things they loved as kids and pass them on. And now we're just seeing it even as recently as stuff from the 90s and 2000s, you know, because there are adult consumers who collect toys and so they have an audience there. But then there's also those people are having toys and their kids and they want to give them toys. And so there's really that market there, and we're seeing that and it's reflected in our hot list, like you said, with Furby and the Fingerlings.
ToyInsider.com. Madeline Buckley, senior editor from there. Check that out. That'll help guide you through your holiday shopping, to be sure, or take you a trip down memory lane. Madeline, thanks for the time.
Yeah. Of course. Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.
Have a great holiday season.
It's so fun. I love it.
Are you ever not shopping for holiday stuff, Jules?
No. I mean, and you know what makes me kind of sad is that some of the stuff like the DJ table, I looked it up while she was talking about it. And it's for little babies. Like I'm thinking even my nephews are too old for that now, and they're 5 and a half. Oh my gosh.
She was great, and I think we should have her on again.
I would love to have her on, just to kind of give us a refresher as we get closer to the holidays. And they've also gone kind of retro with the Barbie. It was the Barbie townhouse back in the day, and then there was the Barbie dream house.
Sure.
Two totally different vibes. And this looks more Barbie townhouse to me than it does Dream House.
The vibe that I've got right now is for our final break of the hour.